Welcome to the True Leadership Podcast, where we look at a principle of good leadership every day, because leaders develop daily, not in a day. I'm your host, Royce White, and we're going to spend the next few minutes talking about a single leadership principle so you can devote your daily leadership to growing yourself and others. Good morning. Today is February 5th, and this episode is called Choosing Leaders. Moreover, look for able men from all the people, men who fear God, who are trustworthy and hate dishonest gain, and place such men over the people as chiefs of thousands, of hundreds, of fifties, and of tens. Exodus 18:21. If we look at who God sets as leaders over the church, it can give us a good idea of who should be leaders in general. 1 Timothy 3:1 through 7 says, "The saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, elder, or church leader, he desires a noble task. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For if someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church?" Or I would say, how will he care for or lead in any organization? Well, I don't think we need to follow these things exactly outside the church. There are some excellent lessons to be learned and applied to any type of leadership. Using 1 Timothy 3:1 through 7 as a guide, a leader should first want to be a leader, to aspire, have good ethics and morals. We cover this in January 16 through the 31st. Not selfish, no addictions, be level-headed, pragmatic, competent, sensible, kind, able to learn and teach, gentle, not harsh, not argumentative, but a good listener, dignified, and not in it only for the money or fame. In the Old Testament, Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, suggested to Moses that he look for leaders that had just three qualifications. One, that they fear God, that solves a lot. Two, are faithful and trustworthy, you can work with them. And three, who put ethics over money, that solves the rest. In short, it's wise for any potential leaders to have similar qualifications before you move them up or hire them in a leadership position. We need to have these qualifications as well. It would also be good to make sure that all your current leaders have these characteristics. If not, start training them now or the position will outpace their leadership ability, and that can be very problematic and costly. By the way, are you reflecting daily? Lord, help me find worthy leaders and train them in these ways. Also, may I exude these principles that others may learn as they follow me. That's it. Much love and blessings. See you tomorrow.